Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we're completing the chapter on the etiquette of salam. Babu adabi salam. And as we were going along, we were discussing various etiquettes of salam. And we explained that how beautiful our deen is, how beautiful Islam is. We not only shown the words of salam, we shown how salam originated, we showed how salam should be made, who it should be made to, who salam shouldn't be made to. And then also we explained that when a person is seeking permission to enter, how salam should be made, the three occasions salam should be made. Then we went on to speak about the pitch of salam, what level a person's voice should be, explaining from the Mubarak Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Mubarak Ahadith that had come here, as far as the pitch and the voice of making salam is concerned. Then also we explained as far as the sawab is concerned for making salam, the different words, the extent to which salam could be made. Yesterday we spoke about the person that is riding, he should be making salam to the person that is walking. And the person that is walking and he comes across a group of people that are sitting, then he should be the one that should be making salam to the group of people that are sitting. And we went on to explain that if a person is a younger person, then he should be greeting the older person. And one of the hikmats ulama explained, and we mentioned a little bit yesterday, person that is riding, it shouldn't be such that pride comes in his heart. Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, Damat Barakatuhum, says that he is high up, he shouldn't be so high up that his head is touching the sky. So now to bring him down, he must make salam to the person that is walking. So this is one of the hikmats, one of the benefits of the person that is riding, to make salam to the person that is walking. In our time, we can understand a person is driving a very expensive car and he sees people walking on a footpath, people walking on the side of the road. Generally, no consideration is given to these people because they don't have anything expensive. Very simple. Shariat is teaching now that they are Muslims, we make salam to them. We be the first to make salam to them. We humble ourselves as much as it takes that no others should be greeting us. We humble ourselves and we greet people that are walking. And one of the hikmats of a person walking and is a group of people that are sitting, why he should be making salam to them, is similar to when a person is entering the home. When he's entering home, you find people are already there. They're already in the home and he's the one that is now coming in. They may be sitting or whatever they may be doing, but this person is coming in. So he's the one that is coming in, he should make salam to them. Similarly, a person is coming, walking past a group of people, they're already seated. He's the one that is now coming. He should make salam to them. One more other thing we did is a small group of people, for example, 2-3 people, and now there's a big group coming from the other side. Then the small group should make salam to the big group out of respect for the big group. And we did that the young person should greet the old person first. Why? Because this is also respect in etiquette, that it requires a young person to greet the old person. And we also explained that if a person doesn't follow this, for example, a young person hasn't greeted the old person, it doesn't mean the old person now should snub the young person and not greet the young person. Never mind, he didn't greet me, I should be the first to greet him. There's no such thing as the person didn't make salam to me, so I don't make salam to him. Now today's hadith which we're doing, which finishes off this chapter, is explaining when two people are on par, when two people are the same. For example, one person is walking from this side, another person is walking from that side. Then who should be the first to make salam? Up till now we did about the younger and the older, the person that is riding and the group, etc. But when two people are almost on par, we can say almost the same age, or you find a situation where one person is walking, another person is walking, or maybe two people are on a conveyance, now who should be the first person to make salam? So today's hadith, an Abi Umama, سدي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أولى الناس بالله من بدأهم بالسلام رواه أبو داود بإسنان جيد ورواه الترمذي عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قيل يا رسول الله الرجلان يلتقيان أيهما يبدأ بالسلام قال أولاهما بالله تعالى قال الترمذي هذا حديث حسن هذا أبو أمامة سدي بن Ajlan al-Bahili radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who is closest to Allah ta'ala is he who offers salam first. Yesterday we did one other hadith, al-badiu bis-salami bari'u min al-kibr. That person that starts off the salam, he is free from pride. In this hadith we saying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is explaining that the one who is the closest to Allah ta'ala is he who offers salam first. first to offer salam, he is the one that is closest to Allah Ta'ala. So now you if find two people walking, who doesn't want to be closer to Allah Ta'ala? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, the one that is closer to Allah Ta'ala, he is the one that is going to make salam first. Which one of us don't desire to be the one that is closer to Allah Ta'ala? So therefore we should all try to make salam first. Don't wait for the next person. We should try to be the first to make salam. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi narrates from Hazrat Abu Umama radiyallahu anhu that it was said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when two people meet, which of them should offer salam first? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, the one who is closer to Allah Ta'ala. So what is the difference between the first hadith and the second one? The first one is saying that the one who is the closest to Allah Ta'ala, and here the one is closer to Allah Ta'ala. So both have a very similar meaning. However, we should desire and be the one that wants to greet first, and always have this habit in us that we won't try to lose out this opportunity. There was a ustad in Darul Uloom Dioban, Mulana Azizur Rahman Sahib, that he had this habit, Rahmatullah Ali, he had this habit that he won't allow anyone to make salam to him first. He will be the first to make salam. Always he would try. So on one occasion, one student, what he did was he hid behind one wall. He hid behind one wall. He said, I'm not going to give him the chance to make salam to me first. Every time he's beating me, he's making salam. They never thought that there is a young person, he must greet me, and I'm old. They would want to make salam. So young and old, they would like to make salam. So one day there was one student that hid behind the wall, and as he was coming, the student just came out and made salam. So he beat him to making salam. And the student on that day took fakhr, he took a little bit of pride, and told everyone, today I made salam first. What a nice situation it is, a nice environment it is, when each person is trying to practice on the hadith and to be the first to make salam. These were the things that they would take pride upon, not to see who can be the first as far as using the cell phone is concerned, who can be the first as far as racing in a car is concerned, who can be the first as far as adventuring and touring is concerned. But these were the things, how we can be the first to practice on the hadith and be the first to get the rewards of the hadith. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf, and encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. Come early to the masjid for Jumu'ah Salah. Take advantage of dua in the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah, and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the race of the pious on this day, is who can read more salawat, who can send more salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.